What's up, AfterBuzzers? So happy to be back with you guys. We are here for the Ballers After Show, Season 4, Episode 6, No Small Talk. We're going to get into Ricky playing in the rain, Reggie and Joe versus some unruly kids, and our special segment about all of our ballers. So make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, this a rolling, not a stop. Watch. Don't never stop. Hey. It's the flow that got the block hot.
Oh, we got the lights.
Hey.
Give me my respect.
You can't tell me I'm not in the club right now. Let me stop. Yeah. What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back. We are Ballers After Show. First off, we say I miss you guys. I miss you guys. Listen,
we always miss some Felicia. You know?
So we're going to get into it. This episode, we are talking about, of course, Ricky out there playing in the rain. That was petty or pitiful. Reggie and Joe. And then USC loves Quincy, but they hate Spence. But before we get into that, though, what were your overall thoughts about? First off, what am I doing? Yeah, hey, what's up? Who am I? Yes, I'm somebody who hasn't been here in a really long time. What's up? It's Felicia Michelle here. And of course, my amazing co-host, Hella Bam.
It's your boy, Tanir Williams.
What's up? It's Francesca.
Y'all, I told y'all that I wasn't all together, right?
But
that's okay. I'm going to keep the train moving.
There we go.
So, you guys, overall thoughts on this episode?
I thought I really liked it. I like getting more into the Quincy storyline, seeing like where that's going. So, definitely had me, very interested and really want to see where they're going to take this.
Same thing. They're kind of branching out and with people like linking up differently. Like we got Joe and Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
We got, Spence and Q. And then, just kind of like
some weird partnerships.
What's coming?
That's weird you say that because in a million years, I would have never thought that Joe and Reggie would ever be on the same side of anything or in business together at all. But so my favorite part or my part about this episode that I liked, I'm into the Quincy storyline too. Mm-hmm. I kind of was hoping to see more of like interaction between Spence and the mom, but Quincy is a little bit more than what's initially meets the mm-hmm. eye as far as being a kid. He's not that naive person that I thought he was when he first came in. So yeah, we learned that this episode. So really quick, let's get into Ricky trying to impress Charles. Were you surprised that he, went to the lengths of literally going to the same park that's near Charles's crib?
Oh, you live around here?
Oh, right. I didn't know. Oh.
Scratch.
I am my brother's keeper. That was hilarious.
I mean, he really wants to play. Like, he keeps saying that he really wants to play. He's made his decision. And you see he's even, on all these supplements. I heard, what did TDD say? Like, shark fin or shark skin?
Yeah, you can't take that together. It's going to make you kind of something mess you up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got it going. Like she said, you can kind of tell the lengths that he wants to get back into the league. I mean, to mm-hmm. do something where it's like, man, we going to go play. By the general manager's house to make sure, we run into him or that he sees. So, you can just see. He's fiending to get back at pretty much, at all costs, at this point. Just like, hey, let's pull out all the stops, make sure he knows that I want to come back. So, that was funny, the way that they did it. So
I get that he wants to come back, but he wanted to come back a whole lot of times that he got opportunity after opportunity. And it's kind of just like wasted each and every kind of and I feel bad because it's kind of a point of contingency in their friendship because they are really friends and I think that Charles really does want to see Ricky in a good place and it's kind of hard to like see someone who is so high up in grace kind of be like please let me play I'll get the water he just seems so I get the desperation but it's just
I feel like
too many chances.
I feel like he feels the like you said the opportunities that he's had. Whether he wasted them or, maybe didn't embrace them like, hey, this is really an opportunity for you. Because he even said, he was like, I know, I messed up opportunities or like for real. Like I want, so you kind of get the feeling that he's like, I need to shape up. This is not no time to play games or let your ego, get in the way. So we'll see, what it happens. But it seems like he wants to get out there and do this.
I just felt bad for him, though, because Chuck is like, he's trying to play the neutral ground
because
he's his friend, but really he wants Kasan.
It's a business.
Yeah,
it's a business. The NFL, the F is not for friends.
Right.
it's a business, and I get it. And it was kind of messed up. Has this situation ever happened to you where you kind of didn't want someone to be at an occasion that you knew you were going to, and you should probably tell the truth about your whereabouts, but you don't? Charles. Mm. Charles told him he was going to have a little meeting. Right. And then Ricky walks in with his stunner shades on. Right. Like, just, oh, hey, what's up? What's up, Chuck? Oh, no problem. Did you expect him to, like, kind of go off when he saw that, or how he walked
You know
in?
What? It was funny because the person he mentioned he was having the meeting with was the owner of the team. So he was basically telling Ricky before, like, yeah, I'm supposed to be meeting with Mr. Kroenke, the owner. And then, like you said, you show up at the thing, like,
this is a really? Damn party.
Yeah, like, really? Okay. You know? But I think it was one of those things also, just the situation. Maybe they both were kind of aware, like, hey, I don't want to act up or blow up, you know, here, people around. You know, I'll just, you know, kind of play it off like, oh, okay, no, I understand, man. Like, you got to do what you got, you know, I'm going to go do what I need to do and, you know, kind of break off. So I think they kind of save face in front of each other, you know.
I think it was messed up on Jason's part. He knew what he was doing. Right. But I didn't feel that, maybe I wasn't reading it right, but I didn't feel that Ricky was upset. He was just like, oh, you lied to me, whatever. And he was just like, oh, I'm at a party, this and this and that. I mean, he came with Jason. He knows Jason has his back. So I didn't feel kind of like that tension. But Jason's just so shady for doing that. And I sidebar really fast. I cannot stand his girlfriend. Yeah, every time I annoying. See her, I'm like, why are you? He's like a masochist. He's like, let me just get yelled at by her.
She's 24/7. So beautiful, but she's so annoying.
Dang.
But it's always the truth, though. And I think, like, he appreciates that she tells him the truth, because he's in this worst world. And it's like, he's like, you know, finessing and bringing Ricky when he knows Charles doesn't want him there. Right. But he's a part of the world where you finesse. And with her, it just doesn't really seem like she cares about your feelings.
She finesses
like,
him.
Yeah, she does, but he knows it. But yeah. He knows it, though. And I think that that's the difference. But I think it's funny because Jason thought he was doing something, but he kind of seemed to have gotten himself in a predicament between mm-hmm. two clients.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard this because I listen to a lot of, like, sports radio and stuff. And you hear stuff where sometimes, you know, an agent will kind of leverage a situation and be like, okay, well, why don't you help out my, you know, this client over here, and I'll make sure you get, you know, so and so. Or, you know, I feel like that's kind of what he's, you know, like, oh, you want Kasan? Well, hey, you know, slide Ricky in, you know, and get him in there for, and kind of like Charles is like, and that's the tough part, like you said, being friends, but the business part where it's kind of probably like, he's like, you know, you screwing me right now, but I may have to do this if I need to get, if I want to get what, you know, what I really want to go after. So, man, it's you know, that's a tough business, man. It definitely takes, I feel like, certain people with certain personalities. Like, you cannot
thick
be
skin.
Yeah, you can't be soft
or
like
a pushover,
it's
yeah.
just like, yeah. Hey, this is, you know.
I think it would be nicer if it was National Football Friends. That'd be real cute, though.
Then it'd be like Neff. Like, is it Neff? Is it Neff?
She's like, that would be cute.
Well, speaking of having a Neff, we have many, many programs here on AfterBuzz TV, and Tanir's going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, it's your boy Tanir, and our network of producers, I'm sorry, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. So there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we're going to need your help, and we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments, and we will thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the best. For helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That's right. Subscribe.
I'm getting
right
a little tongue tied there, but it's all good.
Sorry, Francesca Ruiz, I stole your pen.
Oh, no, that's
all
fine.
Right.
No pen stealing.
I stole it from someone else.
So speaking of stealing, illegal civilization. So the young skate kids that came. I don't know what he called them. And I can't remember the joke, and it was so funny. Like, he called them like a half-ass, like, Odd Future or something, like, yeah. really right. messed up like that. But we see that's Joe's new project, and right. Reggie's not playing no games with him, and now Reggie and Joe are linked up on this. What did you think about, first off, the Reggie and Joe collaboration on this particular project?
Yeah, I thought when, like you said, when it first came in, it was going to be out of almost, like, necessity that, like, hey, we gotta work together. We gotta come to, you know, solve this situation. So, you know, I'm glad Joe kind of had the solution, because it looked like Reggie was coming in to, crackheads, but it was funny how the white girl called her out, be like, but you don't look like no enforcer though. Like, you know, I was like, whoa, here we go. Yeah, so it's, you know, I feel like they had to come together, and it's like, hey, we have mutual interests in this company, we have money invested, money. So it's like, we can't really
play by his money.
We don't have time to be petty. Money. You know, let's get out here and figure this out. So yeah.
Yeah.
So we saw that illegal. Did you think it was funny? Like, because remember we saw them briefly, like in the initial episode of them like skating and stuff, and they're like, "Why is the budget like this?" I forget. Maybe episode two or three, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, probably two. And we saw a little bit of them, and it was funny when like they confronted, or Joan and Reggie confronted them. They were like, "We don't want this corporate BS.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just want to skate. Are you going to do that? Are you okay? Well, now go get us dinner." And then they get back in. There's nothing. Were you laughing? Because I was cracking up. I was like, that's hilarious.
I kind of figured. I was like, when they had just said that, like, oh, go get us dinner. Well, I was like, okay. Yeah, like, you all going to still be here? Like,
no one exchanged a phone number. Right. Took an order.
I'm all about detail. And I was like, no one said a time. No one said, are you still staying here?
Right.
Like, you knew that was going to happen once they left. But they can eat all that extra Roscoe's. That's not a problem for me.
It's a problem when it's messing with your money, because that Roscoe might have cost you $25, $30, but really what's at stake is $1 million company. So I don't really want the chicken. I want you little boys to be here so we can talk about this money.
Well, I'm hungry right now, so that's where my mind is.
No, Roscoe, where are you at? Can you make a delivery
Joe
real
forgot
quick?
The hot sauce, though. Like,
of course he did.
That just messed up everything.
Well, of course he did.
I was really confused. So I was like, okay, I understand this is a fictional show, but if Joe were a person in real life, you hung around enough people of color to know that you need to get every kind of condom. And multiple napkins. Like, you knew that already. Like, why didn't you think about that? Like, doesn't everyone think about, like, that's chicken and hot sauce? I don't think that's, like,
if just... If you don't forget nothing else.
For people of color. I think it's just for, like, all people hot sauce on chicken, right? Beyonce said it, so they have to. They have hot sauce.
They just didn't have their purse with them, that's why. Because that's where Beyonce keeps hers.
You're right. Yeah. Swag. All right.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and I almost forgot. There are people who are listening to us on iTunes, too. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you. And please make sure that you can write a comment there. We need 5 stars.
Definitely 5 stars.
So go ahead and rate that 5 stars. We appreciate you. 4 just isn't enough. Okay. So we saw, I'm just jumping to what I want to jump into. Let's Quincy and his love interest.
Yes. Boom.
At USC film. Okay, that was really cute. No, was that not adorable?
That was cute. I saw when he was walking out on the field, they exchanged those little eyes. I'm like, that wasn't just for nothing. Like, she's going to pop back up for sure.
Well, it was interesting because I didn't, like you said, when that exchange happened, I was like, ooh, is she just like the girl that the football team sent out to, you know? But she was actually like, oh.
You think this is got game.
That's what because the way they did it, he was looking like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to see you late, you know? And then she turns out to actually be like, no, like, but she follows football, but she's like, I'm a film person, you know? So I think that, man, just first of all, the extent that they went, that at least they showed that they went to, I mean, filling up the stadium, doing
crazy.
The highlights, I was like, man, that's doing it big, you know. So I think that still kind of showed, even though he was like, nah, you know, whatever they about to do, I've seen it all. You know, you could kind of see in his eyes like, whoa, like, I like this, you know, type thing. So, he's...
That's not realistic, though. Like, that hasn't happened.
But you know what?
Like, that would be documented.
I don't know if that's happened at football, but I know definitely, like... At like basketball, like recruit, like they've done that stuff, like for like the number one recruit, like bring them into like full basketball stadiums, student bodies all there, they're up on the screen.
No pressure.
I mean, man, it's like you said, they go
that's
all
intense.
Out for, you know, for those when they want it. Cause it's like you said, sports, even college sports, especially big business, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
can we actually touch on that? I'm glad that you said that because when Spence went into Rodney's office,
mm-hmm.
he started going off because Rodney didn't want to do this deal with Spence and, you know, so on and so forth. We'll get into that in a second. But one thing that he said that really stood out to me was he was going on a rant. Like, you make money off of these guys and they don't get anything except to be able to say that they're a scholar athlete.
Mm-hmm.
They give their bodies, they give their time, and they don't get anything from it. And I was like, you know, I've heard the argument before, but right. I never really thought about it. Like, wow, these kids, really kids, are trading an education for, I mean, these are rights to video games. Like, they sell jerseys, bobbleheads, like all types of merch. And not to mention when they go places and they sign, So the school makes their money back and then some.
Right.
So it's like a free education. I'm just going to ask y'all, do you guys think that college athletes, collegiate athletes should be paid? Compensated past their, yeah, I did it. You're like, I know you did it. I did it. Compensated past their education.
I think they should be. Like you said, for the reasons you just said. I mean, almost in, and like you said, you've heard the argument before, almost any other, like if you're a student at a college, and if you're good at something, or no one's going to stop you from going to get a job or being able to make money, you know, at whatever you're good at or, you know, doing well. And especially I feel like with football players, because like he said, I have to wait 3 years. Like basketball players, you can come in 1 year. And really that 1 year, you're like, I just basically have to be eligible, stay eligible so that I can play during basketball season. So really you're just like, I have to go to like 3 months of school or so. Like if you're one of those number one, like, you know, you're going pro. Let me just get through the first 3 months, then basketball season happens. Then I know after basketball season, I'm declaring. So it doesn't matter what I do during the rest, you know, that, what, maybe winter season or whatever. So those guys can be out.
Okay, so for football,
football, I definitely feel that. Like you said, the physical toll that those guys take, you know, on their bodies for 3 years, the amount of football schools make the most amount of money for, I mean, that's where most of the money
I went to a football school.
Yeah,
I went
so
to
you
Penn
know.
State, I went to football school.
So those guys, they're the main money generators. And like you said, if I was a player, like you said, I would be looking like, man, I see my jersey in the stores, the student store, people wearing my jersey, and I can't get some of that. I mean, that's me.
Okay, I think maybe you should be able to get, like, if you gross a certain amount of money, depending on how much you sell, because you could be there getting free. I know a bunch of people who were at school getting a free education and really didn't play like that and really weren't the best players. So do I think that they should make money because their number and their name is on a roster in a video game? No, not really. But if you're somebody who generates a lot of money simply off of your name, I think that you should make some portion of that money. However, they get free textbooks, free room and board, and people who are normal people who just go to school, they have debt. Yeah. And that debt stays with them, and it accrues interest sometimes because they can't pay for it. Mm-hmm. And the probability that if you're this person who is doing all this stuff, you're not going to have debt. And at the least, you don't have college debt. So maybe I do change my mind.
And like you said, it's the... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and I was going to say maybe like a compromise, because I get irritated with college sports because, like the guy that Q was walking around campus with, he was like, I don't know what classes are like. I'm with my tutor all the time. And that really bothers me because there's people that want to go to school and, you know, they're focused on making money. So, like, there's, you know, not like there's so many less spots, but, like, you know what I mean? They're not...
There's X amount of seats in a classroom.
Right. And they're not understanding the gift of a free free college. Do you know what I mean? Because they're worried about playing. And so that kind of sucks. I think that they should be held to a higher, like, academic standard if you want to play regardless. But then my thing with the money is maybe like those top players not getting it now, but it could be put aside. So once they do graduate, then that they could get it or something like that. I don't know.
It's a complicated
situation. Yeah, it's a very complicated situation because even as he's talking, I'm like, wait, I think I said something like that, but now I'm thinking of an adverse line. But I just wanted to throw that out there because a lot of what Quincy is saying is that for himself is that I don't want to end up a broke athlete. Mm-hmm. Like this, the end game is for me to make money. The end game is for me to be rich. And I'm not playing no games with you. I can appreciate that, but do you kind of feel like Spence is getting played a little bit? Do you guys see that or think? I mean, obviously,
well,
he has his own interest
in that.
Why do
you feel like he's being played?
Obviously, because I posed that question like that, right? It's clear.
I want to hear your thoughts.
It's because it's the demandingness of Quincy. It's that he kind of feels like you need to do this thing and I don't really care. Like, it's like not... it's not a mentorship relationship. Right. It's very much like we're equal partners in this. And you're going to, and not even so much equal, because Quincy really knows his worth and his talent. And so he puts himself on a pedestal, which the rest of society puts him on. I mean, there's a whole stadium with his whole name with letters. That'd be so cool. I was like thinking, like, are they going to be able to fit the whole thing? But football stadiums are big. No, but so he's on this pedestal. He doesn't talk to Spence. Kind of talks down to him in this episode we see. So that's what I was saying. And then Spence is messing with his mom, too. Yeah. Y'all know what happens when somebody crawls into they forget where they forget where they're going.
Yeah. I think that he's been that way from the beginning, though, Q. So I don't know. I think that's just him. And Spencer kind of knew what he was getting himself into when he was trying to partner up with him, because he just knows that he's such a good talent and he wants this, again, because he wants to make money.
Well, you know, and also, like you said, that, you know, this has been going on for him since he's been in, what, like, Pee Wee football, or, you know, people have been coming. So he kind of knows, like, hey, mm-hmm. I know I've seen people come, they've talked. So he, after a while, you probably would get to know, like, okay, I know what, you know, I kind of know my options out here. And like you said, like, hey, if you don't want to do what I want to do, cool, go your way. I'm going to get, you know, either find my way or some, I'll get someone else. Like, he's not like, oh, man, like, thank you for taking me. Because it's like, you know, it's like, I got too much stuff out here. So I feel like in a way he feels like, hey, I have the leverage in the situation because I can go and do whatever I want. You need me. You know, type thing to make your deal work.
His attitude is kind of blowing. I mean, it is,
you
know,
and because of that, because of, like you said, because it's been happening so long, and I feel that's
spoiled athlete alert.
That's just what it is.
I do have to say that I. What's that?
He's number one, though.
Yeah, he's number one.
That's what I'm saying. It's like kind of like, yeah.
I do appreciate seeing like the other side of him, though. Once he met up with Emma, and like he's actually, and like he even said when he was sitting with Spence, like, I wouldn't mind actually having 3 years of a good education. Right. So I like that we got to see that other side of him instead of this, like, you know.
Well, I think it was a good contrast because you kind of see, like, this, you know, the big bravado dude, like, hey, you got to do this. And then he's sitting in a college film class with this girl, like, hey, I'm just trying to get, you know, you can see he's like, I'm just trying to, you know, throw some game at this girl. And, you know, that he's like, hey, he is still a high school kid, you know, so he's like still.
It's funny when he said to Spence that he's like, you're standing where legend, like in front of a legend. Yeah. And I was like, is he talking about himself? And then he went on to talk about the accomplishments of people who went to USC film. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, I see. Like, maybe he really has something deeper to him. But I feel like that girl and that experience is locked him into going there, and he doesn't want to do anything else. And he's not going to do anything else. Mm-mm. We said to Spence, we are to make
here.
It happen.
Yeah, because I'm coming here. So.
Suddenly, I want to go to USC.
Right. But it's going to cost $200 million. See, it sounded like it was so light, $200 million.
Yeah, you make that happen.
Also, really quick, he touched on Spencer's brother, mm-hmm. too.
Mm.
He was like, he ate pills like gummy bears.
Right.
I said, damn. That was really messed up, but it was kind of funny a little bit.
Dang.
Damn, because like, I'm thinking about how I eat gummy bears, like, just like, you know. Just.
Right.
It's kind of sad because Spence has this idea of his brother in his head, and he's finding out it really wasn't how it all went down at all from whatever was going on mm-hmm. with the whole, like, NCAA and all that stuff. But then also he's like, no, your brother was addicted. It wasn't like he was actually addicted. So I feel like... And actually, I don't know if you guys noticed, Spencer also took some pills when he was in the quad on the phone and he realized Q was gone. He popped some pills again. And we've already seen he has an issue with pills in the past seasons. And so I was like, oh, shoot.
Right.
Because once he gets popping, like, the things like Tic Tacs, he just keeps going.
Pop, the fun don't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had heard, like, even in real life at, like, football games, like, some of these teams, and I think this was like back in the day, or maybe, like, you know, I don't know, 80s, 90s, but they said those guys would just have like a bowl of those pills. You know, you just like scoop your hand and they would just take, you know, Jesus. They'd be like pink,
like baby shower mix, like just out.
That's what they,
little M&Ms.
From the way that they say, you would just, they were every, you could just go and grab some, and, you know, they'd be like painkillers, like all that kind of stuff. And you just like, people, they were like, that was just the culture, you know, and that's why these guys older in age are all kind of messed up, you know, once they retire, because it got bad. But no one was caring back then. It was just like, hey, you just take these so you can play. That's it.
Back in the day, it was definitely a different era with drugs, for sure.
For sure. Man, when you see some of these documentaries
say no
and
to
stuff,
drugs, yes. kids, say
people
no
are like,
to
yeah,
drugs.
I had cocaine on the sidelines. Like, what? Like, you guys, like, during the game?
How do you think I ran all the yards?
Went straight to the party afterwards. Like, you know, like, man.
Like Forrest Gump, I didn't stop.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do drugs, guys.
So, let's get into our special segment. Yes. So, I forgot the song. I'm terrible.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Do we have it? Yeah. There we go.
Oh, it's ballin'. So it's our segment we have every week about what's baller and what's not baller. So this week, we know last night it was Canelo versus Triple G for the second time. And Canelo came out the victor. Have two. A. A.
Mm. Look at that right there. Just extension. Let me touch that forehead real quick.
So this is a huge fight. Obviously, this is the second time that they matched up. Yes. I don't understand why people would be wanting to see the same fight twice. I really don't understand. Anyway.
I think it's all rigged anyways.
For sure. So the scores read, this judge has read 15 to 13, 14, 14, 15, 13, and it was in Canelo's favor. Ask me how much these guys made off of this one fight.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
One fight.
I don't even know.
I mean, obviously, they're not on the same level as like a Floyd or like a Pacquiao. So let's just remember that when we're coming up with these figures.
But I'm say 20 million?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're not worth all that. No, it's lower. Okay. It's much lower.
I mean, I don't know. I know they make a lot of money.
Okay. So Canelo made 5 million and Triple G made 4 million.
Not a bad night worth of work.
I don't think so either. Mm.
I mean, you're only losing one mil if you lose. That's kind of a good deal.
That's worth the punches to the face. Like, no, right? if I lose, this is like one less $1 million. Right. That's all. No, yeah. I want all the $1 million.
I want all that million back. You know? No, that's a good, like you said. I mean, sometimes that's the thing with boxing. I've seen like sometimes with the like the punishment, you know, that those guys go through. I mean, now if it was on the level of like the Floyd, like when Connor and them, like you'd be like, man, I would take that beating.
Speaking of Floyd and Pacquiao, he also announced that they would be having a round two in 2019. He's going to come out of retirement. I am going to watch it.
You know,
I'm not going to pay for it.
Now, see, that's the interesting part, because I was like, are people going to really pay to see that?
Yeah, I'm going to someone's house.
People always pay for boxing. I don't know why.
And then you just bring like a nice bottle with you to their house, or you bring a, I don't really cook and bring it.
Pick up some chips.
That'll be
napkins, paper plates.
Like you just said, that'll be interesting. Just because I don't know how like must see. Because how many times they already fought? Like
they fought once.
Was it man? This I felt like time. They fought like a couple times, but maybe not. Know. But like you said, I feel like both those guys are now kind of past their prime. And I mean, it might be just to fight people. Like, oh, okay, let's see them. But it's
doing it for money.
Yeah, not like the first time when it was like, oh, these two are finally.
They made
fight.
Amazing men for that fight. Yeah, like that was going to happen. So another thing that happened today too, I forgot to put a picture up for everybody, but. Vontae Davis from the Bills walked out and quit the team, retired during the game
today.
Whoa. Today,
oh shoot!
The Bills were down 28-6. He went in the locker room and he told them enough is enough, and I'm out of here. Goodbye. I will see you guys. I will bring someone to collect my things. I'm leaving. And he told them he was done and he was retiring and he was gone and he was.
Wow.
Because they were losing.
Right.
And they've been losing.
And they've been losing.
Yeah, they've been having a tough go.
So he retired.
Wow, that is a gangster move right there. Just during the game.
Yeah, his teammates don't think that it was gangster at all. They're all pretty pissed off at him.
I would be.
They said it was super disrespectful for him to do that to them.
Yeah, that's tough.
With his teammates.
Man. I mean, I hope the check cleared. That's all I could think about. Like, you hope the check cleared. And when you got home, your wife was like cool with you still for quitting your job without asking her.
I was gonna say,
she's like, wait, you're not playing football,
right? Why are you quitting?
No, you quit your job. Like, I don't care what your job is. Bye. You quit your job and you didn't say anything to anybody about it.
Crazy. Dang.
Do you know all the things I bought behind your back?
Right. Well, I also had a clip for the ballin' segment that happened this weekend. For those who can who are on the podcast or can't see it. So this weekend, Arkansas and North Texas played, and just the most for me most ballin' moment. There was a punt, and the punt returner, he caught the ball, and the other team thought he called a fair catch. He acted like he was, and then boom. He just took off running, and he runs all the way down for the touchdown. God. And it was like, what? Like, I'm sure I immediately tweeted out, like, there were 11 Arkansas scholarships that just got pulled. Because I know the coach was looking like, what are you guys doing? Like, why would you ever stop, you know? And
didn't hear no whistle, so.
It was a ball. You play to the whistle, you know? It was just a balling move for me. So
that was
my balling.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
He is like the man in class on Monday.
I was
like,
those were some good acting skills. Because he was like, yeah, no, we feel I'm gone. I think even his team was looking like, he's actually doing this. So, yeah, that was a good one. Check that out if you haven't seen it. Just pull up North Texas and Arkansas on YouTube, and you can see the full video for those who are listening to us by iTunes. Yes.
By ears only.
Yes. My ears. I like that.
So, let's get into predictions. I promise y'all, I wasn't trying to sound sexy when I said it. I just have a deep voice.
It was all smooth. Prediction.
She like that? Thanks. My voice is kind of deep. So. Okay, next week, predictions. Mm. Who wants to start?
I think Francesca should.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
I mean, we saw the little clip of the preview, and I actually can't remember what the preview
it's
said.
It's hard to remember the preview because we're usually singing the song at the end.
Yeah, we're all just like bobbing our heads to the soundtrack. I have a feeling, though, that the whole Pills and Spence's brother, I feel like this is going to come up again, and it might affect something. Hopefully not too much. Might affect his judgment on making deals, or he might, you know, things are complicated with Q right now and this $200 million thingy, so maybe he's going to be a little hothead or something, but I don't know.
Interesting. It looked like some of the, in terms of the sports acts, looked like Joe was having meetings with some of the guys, you know, within there, so maybe they're going to start turning things around, you know, getting some of their clients in there, and they're going to...
Maybe him and Reggie are a good team.
Maybe.
That could. And then I want to see how that'll, you know, because he was supposed to be talking to Lance about selling the company back. If they start making money or turning things around, might be like, put the brakes on that. We not selling nothing. You know, maybe Lance might be like, or he might be like, bump you, I want my company.
Well, Lance is struggling for 75 cents on the dollar anyway, so.
Right. So that's why I think, that'll be it. And then also one thing I want to see that was interesting. If you guys noticed when Spencer was talking to Q about, you know, when he was saying like, man, I've been getting all this money for all the time, like me and my mom. And he was like, mom knows? Mm-hmm. And he was kind of saying like, maybe he thought she was all innocent. And maybe she's like, no, I'm on, you know, about getting that money, homie. So.
Well, I think like that we're going to see a little more of Jason and the dispute or how it's going to go between Ricky and I always forget.
Kasan.
Yeah. Ricky and Kasan. I want to call him by his real name because he was here. Ricky and Kasan. Because, you know, Ricky doesn't like competition and Kasan doesn't either. And they both have Jason's attention, are both his clients and are kind of both going after a certain position in this same organization. And I think it's going to be like a battle because of ego, basically. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Next week we will be back here, of course. I am Felicia Michelle. You can catch me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle.
So that like a question, like am I? Hey, I'm Tanir Williams. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanir W.
And I'm Francesca, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.